The Drepung Losling Monastery, established almost 600 years ago near Lhasa, Tibet, was closed following the Chinese communist invasion that killed or confined most of some 15,000 Tibetan monks. But in 1959, about 250 monks walked over the Himalayas to reestablish the monastery in South India. Then in 1988, endorsed by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, as a means of promoting world peace and healing, small select groups of monks began touring the world, sharing the mystical arts of Tibet with profound effect. And they will be in El Paso on Sunday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium. My honored guest today is the Venerable Lobsang Dondup. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me.
Tell me about the group with whom you are traveling, the other monks.
The monks who are doing this tour are actually, some of them graduated, some of them almost a couple of years to be graduated.
Okay.
When the monastery requests the monks, they are kind of a volunteer to do this tour because we feel it like our great opportunity to help others, you know, because we are kind of living a compassionate way of life. We dedicate, so dedicated to live a compassionate life. So we're happy to do this because it literally helps others in this world to create some sense of mental happiness, which is we see as very important.
And our specific talents, I understand, are required in order to travel with the group as far as the performing arts. Can you tell us a little bit about how many people are chosen and what their talents are?
Apart from the philosophical studies, you know, philosophical study, most of the time we have to spend on studying philosophy, which is actually a background sort of knowledge of those rituals, those arts, those chant, singings, all the stuff.
Yes.
But then again, we also need to train in, you know, doing those performance.
Yes.
I mean, like ceremonial things like we have a very sacred music. You have to train in that, and we have sacred arts. You have to train in that, like for 3 years, and especially the chanting, throat singing. It's very kind of a unique, which takes many years to be qualified. And then, of course, this is a kind of monastic, traditional ceremony. So that's in order to do that, you have to do a lot of retreat. Each and everything that we did, we do in our tour are kind of very authentic one. And in order to have that authentic performance, we need to do a lot of things. It takes years and years.
Yes.
So all the monks were qualified to do those things.
Now, I believe the size of the group is about 8 or 9 monks. Is that correct?
It's basically 10 monks.
We have 10
monks. So out of the 10 monks, one monk, like me, my responsibility is to be a kind of spokesperson or to explain within every kind of individual pieces. We have explanation. We have to do that so that he can engage in actual performance. The rest of all the monks have to perform.
Do you personally do the multiphonic singing, or is it called zoke?
Of course, I do. This is part of our chanting.
Do you remember the first time that you were able to produce a complete chord vocally?
Oh, yeah. It's very recent year. It's maybe like 5 years back. Because before that, I never tried it. Because I mainly focus on just the philosophy and, you know, not that much care about those things. But then when I reached senior sort of status, then I have to learn all those monastic, unique kind of traditions. So that's how I learned those, chanting.
It must be very exciting to suddenly have to practice, and suddenly you get a chord.
Yeah. I have been hearing those voices, which is very beautiful.
Yes.
I had been wishing to have actual class to do those chanting. That's how it's so exciting.
Let me ask, I've only seen, of course, the male monks traveling, performing, and yet what role do women play in the mystical arts? For example, in the origin of the pieces that will be performed, I understand that each one originates with, they're born out of visionary experiences. Are there any women involved?
There is also another nuns group of Sakrai Mezudunyi, but this is exclusively the monks. It doesn't mean that nuns are not allowed to join, but it's their own rule, of course. We cannot get mixed up with the females within this tour, but we do have many females helping us.
I had just read in that part of the program, one of the pieces, A Melody to Sever the Ego Syndrome is the title of it, that is attributed to an 11th century female mystic.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, how nice, a woman.
yeah, of course. We do not have a woman actually performing those arts.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, the monastery, nun cannot join monastery.
Of course.
And monk cannot join the nunnery. It's not the kind of discriminations, but it's the way, the kind of rule that needs to be their way, which is very relevant to their, you know, practice and studies. Like, you know, even in the university, there is male and female leave, you know, separately, not all together every time.
But in the mystical sense, it's nice that male and female both contribute. One last question, if I may. Is there a particular way that the audience can best prepare or participate in this performance?
Actually, there's nothing to do, you know, to prepare. All they need is their interest.
Just show up.
We will
do that.
It would be very good if all of our pieces are mainly focusing on the, you know, the mental pieces, the spirit of real peace in audience, and also some of them are very powerful rituals to remove negative thoughts and negative energies. So that's why it will be very good if they have this kind of intention and they know what is going on, and it will be very good before, you know, showing up if they have some interest or say, try to learn some different or a motivation of spreading peace in this world, which is very crucial.
Yes.
That would be nice.
It will be nice, and you are doing us a wonderful service. My guest today, the Venerable Lobsang Dondup, and he will be here on Sunday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium with the Mystical Arts of Tibet, Sacred Music, Sacred Dance. It is a Richard Gere Drepsum Losling production, and we are looking forward to it. For more information, visit mysticalartsoftibet.org. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, thank you.